WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukraine is marking 1,000 days since the Russian invasion. And today, Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a revised nuclear doctrine declaring that any massive aerial attack on Russia could trigger a nuclear response. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Ukraine with more.
Putin has made nuclear threats before that have proved to be hollow. A senior Ukrainian military source telling me this is blackmail, but also warning nuclear weapons are a Pandora's box that shouldn't be opened. This move likely aimed as much at President-elect Trump, who's promising to end the war when he takes office, but he'll make that all the harder.
President Biden giving Ukraine permission to fire American-made missiles into Russian territory. Russia's defense minister says Ukraine did that today using six U.S.-made missiles. 45 pro-democracy advocates sentenced to between 4 and 10 years in prison in Hong Kong. A homeless man is in custody accused of stabbing three people to death in New York City on Monday. Ramon Rivera will be arraigned in court today. This is ABC. Some help on the way from Mother Nature for firefighters battling wildfires in the Northeast. New Jersey Forest Fire Service Chief Bill Donnelly on the scene of a fire in Burlington County.
This fire is going to continue to smolder. Fortunately, it looks like we have rain in the forecast coming Wednesday night and Thursday. That's what it's going to take to put this fire out.
President-elect Trump taking a trip to Texas today to hang out with Elon Musk.
Donald Trump has made no secret of his admiration for Elon Musk.
He's a character. He's a special guy. He's a super genius. We have to protect our geniuses. We don't have that many of them.
Weather and technology permitting, Trump plans to be in Boca Chica, Texas, for today's test launch of SpaceX Super Heavy booster from Elon Musk's Starbase.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. Google is offering a new way to get your eyes off your screen. Android phones are getting a feature called Screen Time Reminders, which will pop up when they think you have spent too long on a certain app. They can be disabled, but will be turned on by default. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Brittany Merlot, it's time for a little weather and wine.
If you're a weather nerd like me, I know Jane, you are.
I like the
Do
weather.
Do you know what Coco Raz is?
What?
Coco Raz. COCORAHS. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. You can actually help us meteorologists. All you do is put a rain gauge outside, and this is how I tell you guys how much rain Wisconsin got.
That sounds so Coco Raz.
It's a Coco Raz kind of moment.
Yeah. Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show nabbed 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide to contrast criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proven it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watched the highly touted, meaningless snooze fest referred to often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. The 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after six punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Who's next at Wisconsin? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. We told you after losing to Oregon, the Badgers fired their offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after just two seasons. So who will replace him? Head coach Luke Fickell asked at a press conference.
Just who's going to be calling plays for the rest of the season and why that particular person?
Why does it matter?
right? I mean, the offense will, you know, be run, and those guys will do a lot of things collaboratively together. And I don't think it really is important as to who's calling it. You know, I guess it gives you the ability to point a finger at somebody if that's the case, but it's not one of those things I think is that important. Sometimes I think it's overrated in some ways, but it'll be a collaborative group, and those guys will have to work a lot together.
College Hoops Wisconsin with another win, 87-84 over Texas Rio Grande Valley. The Badgers undefeated at 5-0. The Bucks with a win, 101-100 over the Houston Rockets, thanks to a gutsy layup by Damian Lillard.
It comes down to who's going to make the plays, and I thought tonight in that last stretch we was the one to make the plays.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Showers this morning, mostly cloudy and windy all day today with a high in the mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop into the upper 30s. Tomorrow some rain showers, then a few snow showers in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Kim Shevchik and the Doctors in Recital into the studio. Then Civic Media's own Melissa Kay joins me to talk about her new show, Community Stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Oh, my.
Good morning.
Just so much going on.
92.7.
Keep track of it all.
WMDX.
John just showed me a video. I'm speechless.
It is absolutely the grossest video you'll ever see in adoration of Trump. You have to check this out. Look for it. On X, it's on there.
Well, I scrolled it away.
It shows a couple. They put a little float together for their church,
like on a wagon, like a kid's wagon, sort of a float thing.
And they're going down the aisle of this church during service,
right?
And there is a baby swaddled in red velvet,
a real baby
in a little basket.
Not a doll.
This is a real baby, and if you look at it, the video, this baby is crying tears, man. It is not happy, and in the background you can see the mom behind the float, laughing and just having a time, you know.
Well, and there's a little boy.
And then behind this baby in a basket is a podium,
right?
Where it's supposedly representing the podium that Trump would speak at.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their son up there, their little boy son. Yeah,
probably three or four years old.
Yeah, and he's standing there with his head buried on the top of that podium, embarrassed to death to be a part of this. It's so gross.
They're dragging him down the aisle of the church.
Of the church. It is just...
With American flag.
There's
and
nothing
Trump,
like it.
A Trump logo.
I've never seen
anything like this.
Oh my God.
Anyway. As you start your day around Madison, cloudy skies, 57 degrees, temperatures dropping through the day.
No,
I know
hope
you
for
can't,
that family.
Can't transition just, out of this. It's just low. Yeah.
I mean, anyway. This baby is crying.
And this
little boy buries his head on top of the podium.
He's embarrassed.
Like I can't believe I'm doing this. You know, just traumatic. Yeah. It's just traumatic. It's trauma for me. I can't imagine.
You gonna be okay?
That little boy.
Wanna lie down for a minute?
The baby
on the couch?
Does know what's going on, but that boy is like, he's never gonna forget that. Holy crap.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, what a way to start the hour.
We're taking some calls and some texts this morning. You can get in touch with us 608-879-TALK. That's 879-8255. Or download the Civic Media app, and you can text us right from that.
You know, the big thing about Trump becoming president is now we're going to see Christian nationalism take center stage. Because you can't really be, and I just found this out last night. I was trying to find out what it is that makes a person patriotic. And, you know, they're talking about in education to teach everyone how to be a real patriot, to be a real American.
Sure.
You know, getting rid of all the woke somehow doesn't. It has to be done because then you can be a real American. And I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Now I understand what it is. It's adding church and religion to your citizenship. And if you have both elements, religion and citizenship, you are a true patriot. You have to have those two elements. All right.
Apparently so. Yeah.
We've got a call here. We've got Dick on the line. Hi, Dick. What's up?
I think last week I mentioned Caligula to you guys, and that was a friend of mine that brought it up. Yeah. And now it's bearing out. On Saturday in the New York Times, Michelle Goldberg references Caligula as to the way he's doing this stuff with these appointees. But as we're going now, I wouldn't be surprised. I think he's going to form something new. It's going to be the Trump Youth Corps. And I think he's going to put Kyle Rittenhouse in charge of that.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. His name has not been mentioned yet.
Don't give him any ideas. Oh, Lord.
Oh.
He will.
Yeah.
He will.
Dick, you just brought me down even further. Then the scene in the church. It's just unbelievable.
Thank you,
all right, Dick. Thank
for
you
for that comment.
All right, let's get to this patriotism,
yes.
Okay?
Patriotism.
Oklahoma school chief Ryan Walters. Now, they've been talking about him possibly becoming the Department of Ed secretary, right? Unless, of course, they get rid of the department. But they have to have some kind of department in order to make everybody into super patriots in schools.
Okay.
You know, some kind of indoctrination. You have to have somebody in charge. And Ryan Walters, the superintendent of Oklahoma schools, has directed all public school teachers in the state to play this video to students where he says a prayer for Trump. And I want to play this. This is cut 112. And this is what he required every teacher in the state to play for their students. Listen to this.
We've also seen patriotism mocked and a hatred for this country pushed by woke teachers unions. We will not tolerate that in any school in Oklahoma. We want our students to be patriotic. We want our students to love this country. And we want all students' religious liberty to be protected. I will now say a prayer. And to be clear, students, you don't have to join. But if you so wish, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Dear God, thank you for all the blessings you've given our country. I pray for our leaders to make the right decisions. I pray in particular for President Donald Trump and his team as they continue to bring about change to the country. I pray for our parents, teachers, and kids that they get the best education possible and live high-quality lives. I also pray that we continue to teach love of country to our young people and that our students understand what makes America great and that they continue to love this country. Amen.
What a message, right? And it's a prayer to Trump, essentially, not God anymore. And here's the thing. The reporters, I think at this point, have to ask this guy, this Ryan Walters, the superintendent of schools in Oklahoma, exactly what makes a person a patriot? Mm-hmm. What are they going to teach in school that will make them super American patriots? I want to know what the subject matter is. How are they going to change education in a way that makes them patriotic? What is it? No one's asked these people. What are the courses?
How are we going to do this?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
they act like maybe because church was taken out of the schools, prayer was taken out of the schools, that somehow education took a hit. And I don't know what influence a prayer has on learning about math or science or history. I don't know what
geography.
That has to do with any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, education took a big hit when they took prayer out of schools, right?
Yeah.
Now, get this. Oklahoma, he's the superintendent of schools in Oklahoma. It's ranked 49th in education at this point.
They need some help.
Yeah, they need some help. No wonder they're begging for prayers, right? That's going to help. And then maybe 10 years later, they'll find, well, maybe that didn't help that much. So, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
This kind of, in my opinion, this kind of, you know, this kind of lack of education. They want people not to get the kind of education they need anymore. Mm. They want to normalize this living paycheck to paycheck, struggling, yeah. not being educated, not getting a college education.
Yeah.
All of that. So I'll tell you what, you know, somebody had a handle on this a long time ago.
Yeah.
You pointed this out to me.
Yeah. I was listening to this cut the other day, yeah. and it's George Carlin.
Yes.
And we've played this before.
Mm-hmm.
But just listen to everything that he talks about has actually
really
come to
fit
pass.
This.
Yeah.
All right. Let's listen to it.
There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich who don't give a f- about them. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it.
That's right. That's right.
George Carlin. Yeah,
talking about the millionaires and billionaires, which now, by the way, they're not hiding it.
No,
they're in charge, and they want to be in charge.
It's all out there.
Yeah. And they're going to have one of those big tax cuts again for the billionaires and millionaires. And as we have talked about before on this show, the billionaire donors for universities around the country, they're calling the shots now.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling the universities that they don't want to see these protests going on. They don't want to see support for Palestine.
No.
They don't want to see anything. And if that stuff continues to happen on campuses, they're going to withdraw their funding. So
that's
it leaves the colleges in a really hard place.
Exactly.
So, by the way, we were talking about Ryan Walters, the Oklahoma superintendent of schools.
Mm-hmm.
There's an interview from CNN. We're going to play that next.
Coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, kind of appropriate. A long distance runaround, right?
Right. The roundabout.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, we've got so much more coming up this half hour. You got to stay tuned because I did a lot of research.
Yeah? On what?
I want it to pay off here, you know.
Okay. So, All right.
We're talking about schools and education, but first,
let's do a weather update here.
Let's do a weather
Brittany
update.
Brittany is not with us today, so yes. Let me just, you know,
covering
in.
The hurricane, I guess.
She's down in Florida hovering hovering above the hurricane. She likes to go up in those planes and drive through the hurricanes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hope she'll give us a complete report when she comes back, but until then, it's cloudy around Madison. It's kind of dreary. We had some more rain overnight. It looks like the rain is gone, and temperature's going to be dropping now. That warm front moved through. And now some cooler air coming in. Started out about 57 degrees. We'll get down to the low 50s later today. Nothing to be concerned about.
Well, that's good. You know, I wore my sweater today.
Yeah. That's the inside on the outside, whether we like it or not, John. Over to you.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's go to the superintendent of schools in Oklahoma. You know, he required all the teachers all over the state to play a video where he gave everybody a little prayer to God and to Trump at the same time.
We heard that. Yeah.
Yes. I think they equal each other. But anyway, he appeared on CNN, unfortunately.
He did. What did he have to say?
Well, he got grilled by the reporter. Let's check this out. This is cut 114 and see what happens to Ryan Walters as he is grilled by CNN reporter.
If a question, where is your authority specifically coming from? As you know, thousands of people, including parents who signed a petition to impeach you with more than 14,000 signatures at last check, say this is government overreach and you're taking control away from local parents, local school boards and parents over their kids. What do you say to that? And where is your authority coming from to enforce this prayer video to be played in schools?
Again, I appreciate you pushing that left-wing narrative here, but here's the reality.
It's the not Constitution, a left-wing narrative. I'm literally talking about a petition that parents have signed that's gotten more than 14,000 signatures that have raised this issue.
The Constitution is pretty clear on religious liberty. The Constitution's crystal clear on religious liberty. I know the left doesn't want our kids to know anything about the role the Bible played in American history. They don't want any of our kids to know about the Constitution. Our religious liberties are protected, and the left has driven the Bible out of schools, driven prayer out of schools, and everything in education has gotten worse since. Before we had a federal Department of Education and we had the Bible and prayer in school, guess what? We were leading the free world. This was the greatest country in the world, and we have seen every statistic has gotten worse since the creation of the Federal Department of Education and the Supreme Court pulled the Bible and prayer out of schools. President Trump has won on this issue. He has a crystal clear mandate. It's what Americans want. It's what Oklahomans want. And so we're going to deliver on those on President Trump's promises here in Oklahoma.
All right. First of all, the Constitution is not crystal clear on that. It doesn't have God in it. There is this Establishment Clause in the First Amendment, which the Supreme Court has routinely said it requires the separation of church and state and public schools. There are many cases that there are. Hold on, I'm speaking. There are many cases where the Supreme Court has routinely ruled on that. You went after woke teachers and the radical left in your announcement for attacking religious liberty, but your critics are saying that by requiring Bibles in every classroom and requiring this prayer video, you're trying to impose your religion on students in violation of the Establishment Clause.
Yes.
They say the Constitution, scholars say the Constitution is crystal clear on freedom of religion, not enforcing one religion, your religion, on students. What do you say?
Look, CNN doesn't have to like it. Left-wing activists don't have to like
it. I'm just talking about facts. It's not my opinion.
Document. The Bible is a historical document. You can't rewrite history.
What does that have to do
with reality is the Bible was what drove so many of the consequential events in American history. Why'd the pilgrims come to America? Why in the world did Abraham Lincoln mention God and God's providence in so many of his speeches? How
he
do you explain Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from a Birmingham jail where he goes through biblical examples if the left continues to censor the Bible from our history classes? Listen, the left doesn't have to like it. They can be offended by it. But we've got to teach history to our young people to make this country great again. President Trump has a clear mandate. Our kids have to understand what made America great in the first place. And obviously the Bible, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence are indispensable in understanding the story of America.
No, that's not true. The Supreme Court obviously took prayer out of schools.
Right.
It was unconstitutional.
Separation of church and state.
Violated the First Amendment.
Pretty much it.
And, courses aren't dependent on the Bible being next to them. And then he gives examples of, historical figures mentioning religion in their speeches or in their research. Doesn't mean that they're pushing it in schools. It doesn't mean that you have to have prayer in schools or have the Trump Bible in their schools, because that was what they basically did. Their outline for a Bible would have to have these certain elements in it. And every one of those elements just happened to be the Trump Bible.
It almost seemed like he was trying to backpedal towards the end of that clip there where he was saying to use the Bible as a historical document. But newsflash, the Bible is not considered the most accurate of historical documents out there.
Right.
No,
because
it isn't.
It's such a religious text.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lots of different documents put together over hundreds of years, too.
Yeah. It's very self-contradictory.
Yes.
Because it would never make any sense. And he's foisting this off on the public schools. Now, again, he is probably being considered for the Department of Education. They're going to have some kind of Department of Education. So that's what we're looking forward to. If, of course, he becomes the head of that department.
I do want to mention, I don't know if you got this story from Tim Slecker. He sent it to us in an email.
I did. I haven't looked at that. What?
In the story, it mentioned that there were a couple of school districts that refused to play the video for their students. And Preston Public Schools superintendent put out a press release. I think there's a fine line over what is our responsibility as a school and what is the family's responsibility. Everyone has the right to choose whether they go to school and has the right to choose where they go to church, but for us to think that it's our job to impose our will on students' religious freedom, it's not going to happen here. There were a few school districts like Preston Public Schools that refused to play that video.
Right.
Great point.
Getting some texts in here.
A lot of text here.
Here's a text says, I'm pretty sure that the Tulsa race massacres isn't taught in Oklahoma public schools.
It's not taught in Wisconsin either.
No. This is what anti-woke looks like in practice. That's
yes.
a good point.
And that really should have been taught.
Oh, man.
The conservatives, big shot
piping in here,
wants to turn this country and the people into a serfdom.
Okay.
Our education has gotten worse since girls have been allowed to wear pants.
Thanks for your
another
text,
good reference point.
Okay. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in a moment.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You know, despite the fact there's fewer and fewer farms in Wisconsin every year, their economic impact on the state continues to grow. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. But the results of this survey also show that those farms are supplying fewer and fewer jobs. Across the state, Wisconsin has gone from having more than 64,000 farms of all different types to now less than 58,000. But the economic impact of agriculture in the state is still huge. Steve Deller is one of the ag economists that just wrapped up a survey and released the numbers yesterday.
When we last did the analysis in 2017, Wisconsin agriculture contributed $104 billion to the state's economy. Today, it is $116 billion. It's up. But if you look at the other measures like employment and income, those numbers are all down. Wisconsin agriculture is facing a severe labor shortage, just like most other industries across the state and indeed across the country. And a lot of farms and food processors are addressing that labor shortage by adopting new technologies.
Steve Deller, one of the authors of the new report on the contribution of agriculture to Wisconsin's economy, he says the number of jobs that are generated by agriculture and the food industry declined more than 19% as of 2022.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. And the last of the cornfields are getting harvested across Wisconsin as Mother Nature allows. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows statewide 94% of the corn was already harvested, well ahead of our five-year average. 94% of our winter wheat crop has emerged. The condition of that winter wheat, 73% good to excellent. That is a 1 percentage point slip in the week. And fall tillage across the state, about 81% complete. That's a look at what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Showers this morning, mostly cloudy and windy all day today with a high in the mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop into the upper 30s. Tomorrow, some rain showers, then a few snow showers in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll invite our old friend and colleague, Luke Mathers, for Tuesday Tangents with Luke and a report on Wisconsin basketball. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, what's up?
Don Peterson.
Party! Young!
The Stone Age didn't end because of a shortage of stones.
So how do you say croissant in French?
Go yourself.
You are correct, sir.
Here they are. It's John and Gordy.
Just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Morning Show, and we've been kind of concentrating a little bit here on Christian nationalism, at least being taught in our schools, because that makes you a super patriot. If you just have a little Bible there and a history book or a math book, it makes you a super patriot. And I think that's what they mean by getting woke out and making everybody super patriots. That's what I'm thinking anyway. Now, Pete Hegseth, who has been, you know, nominated to be the Secretary of Defense, he has an opinion as well that includes his faith. And he moved to New Jersey to send his kids to a classical Christian rural school in Tennessee, non-public. Let's listen to this cut. This is cut 117.
Moved to a school in Tennessee specifically because of the curriculum, the virtues, the belief systems of that school. It's a small, conservative, classical Christian rural school that reinforces our values. And we moved from New Jersey, where there were lots of wonderful people. Like, states like that get a bad rap, but there's full of a lot of, like, faithful, conservative patriots. And what you realize when you pull the curtain back over 100 years is the entire pipeline of our education system has been federalized intentionally and taken over not just by, like, lefties or technocrats or bureaucrats. Everyone you meet through that timeline who's pushing hard on the shoulder of on the plow of education is an atheist, a Marxist, or a socialist, or a humanist. There are a lot of them are humanists, which is
what's crazy. A humanist?
Humanist is basically a completely rejects Christianity or faith at all. And so it's all humanity is at the center of good and evil, right and wrong. It's effectively secularism posited as an alternative religion to Christianity. Oh, so it'll secular. Find politics yeah. as an avenue. And so humanists are often socialists or Marxists or communists in alongside being a humanist. But it's the worship of mankind as the highest being, okay. as opposed to God as the highest being. So they're all that's the train of people pushing this educational philosophy. And when I used to think it started in the 60s. It actually goes back to the progressive era and even before that. But they very intentionally, the one thing they knew they had to remove from the beginning was God. God had to come out of the schools because God was the immovable object that prevented their utopian
violation
schemes.
Of the
they
Constitution.
Wanted, you know, if you want to manipulate children, you want to change the way they think, rewire the relationship of families, you have to get at the God thing because the garden and the sin in the garden is all disrupts those utopian schemes. And so the early progressives, communists, Marxists very intentionally worked hard in creating systems that slowly but surely removed God.
Isn't that crazy stuff? Again, Pete Hegseth. Now,
right?
When you think about what he said, he wants the schools to teach religion to all of these kids, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened to parental responsibility. If you want your children to be religious, maybe you should start at home. Maybe you should send them to church. Yeah. Maybe you should do
school.
It. Maybe you should do all this stuff in your private life. This isn't something that's public. This isn't something that should be foisted off on other religions, other kids who have other religions in these schools. Why not, you know, take some parental responsibility? And if you want them to be Christians, send them to church, teach them about Christianity at home. It doesn't have to be in the public place, right?
There you go.
It doesn't make it any different.
I was going to ask you guys before. Didn't you guys both went to public schools, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet, I think one of you at least had to say prayers in schools, right?
Yes, yes. And it was a public school. It was in fifth grade in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Wow.
And not only did we say the Pledge of Allegiance, but also the Lord's Prayer. Yes.
Wow.
Wild.
Yeah. And there was a crucifix above the blackboard. This is a public school. Yes.
And look at how you turned out.
Yeah, no problems here. We're getting a bunch of texts here. George Carlin was right, Doug says, from St. Francis. The audio excerpt has never been more true. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Doug.
Yep.
Serial adulterer, Pete Hegseth, yeah. Mark says, from yeah. the SAC. And how many of Trump's cabinet picks have had sexual harassment or criminal histories? I'm counting three so far. Well, we know about Pete Hegseth.
Right.
He has some criminal trans or
and Matt Gaetz.
Sexual assault charges. Matt Gaetz. Not sure who the third one is. Do you know who they're
Trump?
Referring to there?
Well, maybe. Trump.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff. And we have to get this religious thing out of the conversation.
Right.
And they're, you know, we got to keep the schools independent. These are public schools. Again, they want to do away with public schools, give everybody a school voucher across the United States. You can go to any school you want.
Sure.
And it's going to be very, very expensive because then there'll be tuitions, and parents will have to keep up with those tuitions and have savings accounts, just like for college accounts. It creates this maze for parents in order mm-hmm. to navigate and try to keep their money. And if they have these investments, by the way, if something happens in their life, they have a health event of some sort and they need extra money, that money is locked away and they can't use it. So, it's a trap for the middle class and lower class. They're never going to get out of where they are. And that's, I think, part of the plan by millionaires and billionaires. That's where I'm going with it. All right.
Well, in these cabinet picks, you know, Trump just keeps picking the most controversial people he yeah. can possibly find. As long as they salute him and kiss the ring, that's good. And if they're rich, that's even better.
Right.
And, then there's just so much of it going on, it's hard to keep track of it. And that's exactly what he wants. You know, yeah. just flood it with more and more controversy every day. Deportation, cabinet picks, anything you want. And Elon Musk on top of it,
right?
Being another crazy guy there, it's just that's what he wants to do. Just diffuse the conversation, nothing but controversy, and he's right in the middle of it, the ringleader.
You know, he and Vivek are going to definitely make some major cuts, and these cuts, of course, have to do with the lower and middle class. It has nothing to do with the upper class whatsoever. Yeah. And we have to suffer through the pain, but we'll understand in 10 or 15 years that pain was worth it.
Sure.
Yep.
We'll all be much better.
Yeah, that's going to be much better.
In the long run.
And this is the dream team that Trump is putting together, by the way. Why don't we play this?
Nightmare.
Let's see here. That is, Monica Crowley.
Okay.
She's been around politics for a long time. Let's listen to her point of view, cut 122, on what Trump is doing. Listen to this.
Making America great again. Every single cabinet pick that he has announced so far is incredibly accomplished and strong on their own. As a team, this really is a dream team. We have not seen this kind of talent pool since the founding fathers.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Wow, that's...
Yeah. Wow.
I don't... My head is spinning.
We haven't seen a talent pool like that since the founding fathers.
Well, that, and of course, Trump keeps pushing. He's calling senators directly. He wants to push through all of these nominees right away. Just get them in there. Get them on board.
Well, yeah.
We don't want any oversight. We don't want any
This is the guy he wants to push through more than anything. It's Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
And two women testified that Gaetz paid them to attend sex parties where he allegedly had sex with multiple individuals and appeared to be under the influence of drugs. This isn't just another scandal. This is a sitting congressman facing allegations of criminal behavior. Of course, you know, he quit. Gaetz has denied wrongdoing, but the House Ethics Committee is still investigating, and that report is sitting there waiting for somebody to release, and they have leaked it, of course. So, he really is sending these calls out to get Gaetz approved.
As the top law enforcement official in
law
the country,
enforcement.
Matt Gaetz.
It's just the opposite
Matt
of where he
Gaetz.
Belongs. And talking about, putting this cabinet together, let's listen to the opening from 60 Minutes, cut 115.
Okay.
This is groundbreaking.
Where do you hear this?
This past week, Republicans won the House majority, and President-elect Trump made nominations to his cabinet. Some nominees appear to have no compelling qualifications other than loyalty to Trump.
Scott Pelley.
The nominees are Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State, Pete Hegseth to lead the 3 million people of the Department of Defense. He's a combat veteran, most recently a morning show host on Fox News with no government experience. Former Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General, in charge of law enforcement. Gaetz has been investigated by Republicans for alleged drug use and sex with a minor. Gaetz denies those allegations. Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence. Oh my God. She sought a pardon for Edward Snowden, who leaked U.S. secrets and now lives in Russia. And Robert Kennedy Jr. for Secretary of Health and Human Services, a skeptic of vaccinations. It's up to the new Republican majority in the Senate to decide whether these nominees are equipped to represent the American people.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Some of those senators are pushing back, but
they're not. They're pushing back.
They have to
look like they're doing something,
right?
They'll all agree eventually.
Think so?
Yeah.
You think that report on Gaetz will ever come out, Matt Gaetz?
Well, you know, it's been leaked, so it is kind of out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting more texts here. Matt from Middleton says they want a techno-feudalism where everything is privatized and we pay a fee to be a part of it. Look at Argentina to see where they want to go. And let's see, right before that, authoritarians prefer loyalty over expertise. Expect more incompetent picks from Trump. Yeah, we appreciate your texts. Got a couple others up there.
Yeah, Lynn says Muslims, Catholics, and Jews all worship God. So say God is important. I hope they have...
Sure, we
they
got
have all in school. Yeah, I'm not what quite sure.
If you're, I think they're getting at if you're gonna say a Christian prayer, then you're gonna have to say an Islamic prayer.
Yes, yes, equal opportunity
and
prayer.
And we're sitting here watching all of this happen because the public had the misinformation out there that somehow the economy was crashing. You know, it's falling apart. Right.
Right. It's not the case.
No, it's not the case
at all.
It isn't.
No.
I want to get to something, a little short thing here. I think, do we have time for?
A little less than 3 minutes.
Oh, we do? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's play this then.
what do you
this
got?
It's
the economy, stupid, or people, stupid, about the economy.
Okay.
Let's check this out. This is cut 171. Can you check? This might be a little hard for you to find. You got it? All right.
Okay.
Let's play it.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing. You don't see another advanced economy like this. We'll probably get something like a 3% growth rate in the data for the last quarter. That follows 3% the quarter before. Inflation's come down. The unemployment rate's come down the last 2 months. So it's hard not to be enthusiastic about this macroeconomy. Now, as a lot of causes, I'm not saying this is all Biden by any stretch. But it's quite good.
Capital spending going up that much and, you know, GDP now running in the threes, we're looking at a relatively strong economy, at least, you know, in the business sector.
And yet the voters seem to disagree. Polling at CBS done earlier this month showed that 6 out of 10 Americans actually rated this economy as either fairly bad or very bad. Only 1 in 10 said that it was very good. Why do you think that is? And
yeah, look, I mean, we had a lot of inflation. That inflation was quite bad. It got households into a deep hole in terms of prices outstripping wages. Now it's the opposite. Wages are outstripping prices. People are digging themselves out of that hole. But I get why they feel that way. And it's compounded by the fact that you always get when there's inflation, people credit themselves for their wage gains. They blame the government for the price increases. And they don't see the two as linked, something that economists call money illusion. So it's some combination of reality, money illusion, and then things that probably have nothing to do with the economy that people are reading.
All right, there you go. Okay. The money illusion. You know, if they do make more money, it's on them. They
sure
did that.
Yes.
Yeah, doesn't have anything to do with the president. But if the price of eggs goes up, that president, what is he doing? You know, exactly. Doesn't have anything to do with bird flu or anything else like that, right? So these are market forces.
Exactly.
And that's what we're looking at. And they try to blame somebody for all of this stuff. Well, if it's capitalism, it's, you know, it is market forces. Exactly. It's happening in the marketplace. It has nothing to do with politicians.
We'll be back with this, that, and the other, some odds and ends, some leftovers next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
Ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Okay. 92.7 WMDX.
Let me just share this with you, John, that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's east side or on the west side or online at verlo.com.
All right. We got a leftover from Jeff Daniels. We'll get to that in just a moment. I want to play something first, and this is kind of scary stuff. I mean, this is out there. And that is the threat to some of the major networks being taken into court and losing their broadcast license.
Their FCC licenses, I've heard Trump talk about that a number of times.
Brendan Carr, Trump's pick for the FCC chair, told Maria Bartiromo that NBC could lose its license over having Kamala Harris on Saturday Night Live.
Wait a minute.
Seriously.
What? Come on.
I know. This is that's a little over the top, but let's listen to Cut 121.
And what should be the ramification here?
Yeah, we need to keep every single remedy on the table. I mean, one of the remedies the FCC has ultimately would be license revocation if we find that it's egregious, and we'll see what they have to say about this. But it needs to deter this type of conduct, because when you're 50 hours before the opening of election day, the whole purpose of this rule is to give people a fair shot.
Well, they did give a fair shot.
Yeah, they gave Trump some time the next day.
Absolutely.
So what's the big deal?
I don't know. I don't know. But, boy, it's scary stuff when you hear that kind of threat taking
place. We were joking yesterday after the show about civic media, our licenses getting taken away. And
exactly.
Sage came out and Catherine said to Sage, "Sage, you look like a pirate." He just looked back at us. He looked a little confused.
We're all going to have to wear
and told eye patches. He told us a pirate joke.
He did.
Yeah.
Pretty
did.
Funny, too.
What's a pirate's favorite letter? We all said R. They're rather fond of the sea.
Yes. That was good.
Yep. The return of pirate radio. I can just see that now. All right.
Might be kind of fun, actually.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to something from Jeff Daniels. You know, he really made a name for himself when he appeared in the show Newsroom.
Right.
And it was a great scene in there where he talked about America not being as great as people say it is. Mm. But this is Jeff, his opinion about Donald Trump. Let's check this out.
After the election, I was surprised at some of the people. You know, I said, "Can you believe this election?" They go, "Yeah, isn't it great?" And you're going, "Whoa, my wife's on Facebook." And these go, "Oh, we got another Trumper." You know, and it's just, you didn't see it coming. I know these people. They're good people. And there are reasons why. And I think there are people in the Midwest between the coasts who don't care about this, who don't have time for this, who have to make a decision now. You believe that there is still compassion, decency, civility, respect for others. All that stuff you guys believe in, and you still voted not for Hillary or for Trump. Where are you now? Your kids are looking up at you going, "But he lies." And I think there are a lot of people in the Midwest who are going, you know, a mob acts on emotion, absent facts, and mostly absent responsibility. What they get is anonymity. A conscience can be exhausting. It'll keep you up at night. Mm-hmm. A mob's a place where people go to take a break from their conscience. That's what I see when I look at Trump's rallies. That's when I see the lies spewing at these people and people going, "I got to believe in something. And he said he'd bring my manufacturing job back." At the end of the day, aside from, "Yeah, I don't want to pay taxes," it's race. It's race. This is about the Republican Party, or a wing of it, going, "This is our last chance to save the party. And if we don't, it's the end of the Republican Party." And the only way they can do that was to tap the race button and say, "Go ahead, it's okay." And he did, and they did. And that was the only card they had left to play, and they played it. And they aren't going to go quietly.
And that's great opinion.
Yeah,
he was just ad-libbing.
Very powerful.
Yeah. That says a lot.
It does. And it's kind of, where do we go from here? How do we act from here? What do we do?
Well, we just
what
have to, I think the best thing that we could do now is hope that Biden has a plan. Now, the guardrails are down for Biden as well.
Hmm.
So maybe he should do something very bold.
What, last minute?
Yes.
Last
absolutely.
60 days?
Yes. The suggestion was to just make every DACA child a citizen. Sweep of the pen.
Could he do that?
Citizenship.
Yeah.
For every one of them. Why not? Mm-hmm. It's an official act.
Right.
Okay. Try to challenge that baby in court. You can't do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the suggestions. I think that's the way he should go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the other is, I think what we need to do is abandon X. As much as I push that on this show, watching X as you're driving
Twitter
to
X.
Work. Yeah.
Going to get off of that.
I really think this is it, man.
I just
want to abandon. Yeah.
What is it?
Everybody's going to Blue Sky.
Blue
now.
Sky. Yeah.
Remember, I called it Blue Ski?
Blue Sky. Right.
Well, that's what
it's
it looks like. You know? Blue Sky. Right.
Yeah.
Its growth has exploded, more than doubling to 15 million plus users. And get this.
Since the election.
Yeah. They only have 20 full timers.
Oh, working there?
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to have to expand just a little bit, and I'm hoping somewhere along the way they allow podcasts, live broadcasts like this show, just as we're doing on all the other social media forms. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, they should at least provide this as a service as well. I'm not sure if they have that ability yet.
Well, they'll get there.
We'll certainly see. Blue Sky. Make the transition, folks. Everybody's going to Blue Sky now.
Okay.
That's my big recommendation. Big thumbs up.
Thank you,
John.
Okay. Check it out.
Yep. All right.
All right. That's going to do it for us for today. Tomorrow, author and blogger Mike McCabe will be here because it's Wednesday. Next, it's that sexy liberal lady, Stephanie Miller. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Ready to go.
Damn. Yeah, well, I'm okay. Good. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. I'm not worried about you. Because I have a couple of drinks. It's the John Gordy
Show. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of All the Best People. Paul Trebian will be here to talk about the holiday folk fair, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.